Hi, this is Shanice, and you're listening to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music.
Hey, this is Wesley Ryan, and I am on top of the world right now. Why, you ask? Well, because you're listening to The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, a show all about celebrating great music and the power of positive thinking to create a world of happiness. And if there's ever been a singer whose music and life is all about all of those things, that is Shanice. And I'm so excited to share my interview with an incredibly talented and super sweet person who not only gave us some of the best pop and R&B songs of the 90s, but who is still making positive and inspiring music to this day. More on those terrific new tracks in just a little bit, but if I was going to talk to Shanice, I had to start with a song that's not only put a smile on my face, but on billions of people around the world. Hey Shanice, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling. It's such an honor to talk to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, the first thing I have to thank you for is I Love Your Smile. That was my theme song for like 6 months in 1991.
Thank you. You know what's so funny? I did not want I Love Your Smile to be my first single.
Really?
Yeah, I co-wrote it. And the reason why I came up with the title and everything, and the reason why I came up with the title is because the kids in school used to laugh at me because they said I smiled too much. They said, why are you always smiling? You're always smiling. So I came up with the title. But when I first heard it, after we finished and everything and I recorded it, I felt like it was just too happy. I thought it was corny. It was too happy. And I told the record company, I said, don't release it as my first single. People are going to laugh at me. The Joe Busby, who was the executive there at the time, he said, that's the first single. He said, I'm not changing it. And that's final. I'm like, no. Sure enough, as soon as they released it, it was like overnight. It was like number one in 22 countries. And I got a Grammy nomination. Like, I was so wrong about the whole thing. And I think the reason why it did so well is because at that time, there was so much sadness going on in the world. We were in the middle of a war. You know, it was a time when people needed something to smile about, you know? So, I mean, I think that helped.
Yeah, well, you know, it's been, 26 years? And whenever I hear that song, which is often on my iPod, I cannot get that whistle out of my head all day, and it just, you know, it's an immediate smile. A few songs do that,
I think. Thank
you. Yeah.
I love your smile. I really do.
Well, I love that song, but I actually fell in love with you when I saw Saving Forever for You on Beverly Hills 90210.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was produced by David Foster and written by Diane Warren. So,
yes.
Oh my gosh, working with David and Diane is like the dream team right there.
Right? Now, were you a fan of 90210, or how did that come about?
Yeah, it was a great, and it was a huge, huge show. So the opportunity was just like, I couldn't turn that down. And the song that they presented to me was, I knew from the beginning that was a hit.
Yeah.
From the first time I heard the demo, so.
Well, it was also a lot of fun watching you lock Brian Austin Green in a recording booth. I'll never forget that as long as I live. So.
Oh, yeah. I've never been so sure about anything before. But this love I'm feeling gonna be a feeling I feel forevermore.
Looking in your eyes. That was Shanice with one of my favorite love songs of all time, Saving Forever for You. We'll get back to more great tunes from Shanice in a little bit, but now it's time to talk to her about some of the amazing music that's inspired her life and career. And when you hear the first song on her list of musical inspirations, it will be no surprise that it has the same uplifting joy and spirit of so much of her own music.
You've heard The Emotions, They Have the Best of My Love.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, like groups like that, like, you know, even to this day, my mom and I, that's how I learned how to harmonize. Like, as a kid, I could sing lead all day long, but I could not harmonize until I started listening to The Emotions. And so their songs, like, inspire me as well.
All right, let's turn our attention back to some of Shanice's own amazing music. Now, if you know me at all, you know that I love a lot of things, but there's only a handful of things that I love, with like seven O's. One of those things is a great love song, and another is a great Disney film. So when you put those two things together, and you give me a romantic love song that comes straight out of a Disney flick, there are few things I love more. And it just so happens that Shanice gave us one of the best Disney songs of all time, from one of my all-time favorite Disney films, Pocahontas.
You certainly had an impact in TV, but also in movies. If I Never Knew You, you know, what is it like to be a part of that Disney legacy that just, you know, lasts forever?
It's really cool because now that I have kids, like, you'll watch the movie and at the end of the movie, you can see my video in the, you know, and it's like, my kids are like, Mom, look at this. This is my mom. She's from the Pocahontas, you know, so they get really excited. And it was a lot of fun. And I got to actually sing in Spanish, too. So Don Scott and I, we did it in English, and we did a version in Spanish. And we even performed it live a couple of times in Spanish. So it was really fun.
Lost forever if I never knew you.
Well, you mentioned your kids, and I know so many people have loved getting to know them on Flex and Shanice. So what's it been like to go on a new kind of entertainment journey with your family?
My kids, like my whole family loves the camera. So everyone had a great time. It was a lot of fun. Like, as a matter of fact, like after each season, after like the end of the season, the kids are like, when are they coming back? We want to do it again. We want to do it again, you know?
Well, I read a really interesting story, Shanice, that a fan actually helped bring you back to music a few years ago, and I was just really curious as to the story behind that.
I just went through a period where I just got tired. It's like, you know, in this industry, you have to prove yourself over and over and over again, and I just felt like I just didn't want to do it anymore, and I got online, and this particular fan was posting all these YouTube videos about me, and you know, and just like leaving me messages telling me, please come back with new music. You know, we miss you. And, you know, it just kept encouraging me. And I said, you know what? I need to get off my butt and get back in the studio and, you know, and keep doing what I love. And that's music.
Yeah, well, so much, you know, I loved your 90s songs, but so much of the music that you've released in the last few years is just so incredibly uplifting and inspiring.
Thank you. Thank you.
Shanice's music definitely inspired me when I was a kid, but looking back, the problems I had in my teens pale in comparison to the difficulties I've faced in my 30s. So that's why I'm grateful to so many artists like Shanice who continue to create positive and inspiring music. And the track I'm about to play for you is one of her best. It's about how we all can feel down, isolated, and hopeless sometimes, but that we all have an inner strength that can get us through. This is Shanice with Another Lonely Day in California.
Just another lonely day.
That was Shanice with Another Lonely Day in California, a song with some of my absolute favorite lyrics, all about reminding us to love ourselves, to have faith in what lies ahead, and to cling to our inspirations. And as we go back to talking about some of Shanice's own musical inspirations, we'll learn how she was influenced by one of the greatest singers who's ever lived.
You know, all of Whitney Houston, all of Whitney Houston's music inspired me too.
What's your favorite Whitney Houston track?
I Have Nothing.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, when I do my live show, I sing that in my show. I love I Have Nothing, everything from The Bodyguard, just everything. Like, everything she sang was just like, she was, I think, one of the greatest singers of all time. Like, I don't think there will ever be another Whitney.
Share my life, take me for what I am, 'cause I'll never change all my colors for you.
Oh, everything Michael Jackson. As a matter of fact, when I first moved to California, I was 8 years old, and my mom, we got on the Greyhound bus. My mom had maybe about $60 in her pocket, and we moved out here so that my mom could pursue her singing career. But once we got here, I wanted to sing. But when I got off the Greyhound bus, I was looking, the first thing I said was, where's Michael Jackson? Because I heard that Hollywood had a bunch of celebrities and stars. So I got off the bus looking for Michael Jackson. I ended up getting signed when I was 11, and the guy that signed me was John McClane, who is now, he's over Michael's whole estate. And I told him when I was 11 years old, I said, look, I'll sign with your company, but you have to introduce me to Michael Jackson. So I ended up singing on like two of his records, and I got to meet him. And I've just been a Michael Jackson fan, like every Michael Jackson song I love. And I got to sing on, there was a song called Behind the Mask that's on his album that they released after he passed. But then I also sang on a song called Keep the Faith. And it was me, Syeda Garrett, and Michael, and a few others. And I sang on that as well.
Wow, must be really meaningful to have been a part of that.
Yes. Yeah. I'm so glad I had that opportunity. So glad. And it's crazy because when I sat down to talk to him, he told me he was a fan of mine. Like, I had my album in the 80s that came out before the Inner Child album. There was a song on there called No Half Steppin'. He told me that he would listen to that song every night before he go to bed and would dance to it in his dance room and would dance to my song. So I'm sitting there like, this cannot be real.
I cannot imagine how incredible it must be to have a memory of the King of Pop dancing to one of your songs. And I also love what Shanice had to say about supporting and honoring those people who inspire us while they're still here. We've lost so many musical legends in the last year, and while it's been great to see their album sales surge after their passing, I can only wonder what it would have been like if they'd received that type of support in the last years of their life. It is so important that we recognize and appreciate all the positivity and love around us while it's here, so that when we lose it, we can truly celebrate it with no regrets. So, in honor of Shanice's own celebratory moments with Michael Jackson, and in honor of the positivity they've both brought to millions of people with their music, let's do a little back-to-back No Half-Steppin' and Keep the Faith from Shanice and Michael Jackson. With an incredibly positive message for us all, that was Michael Jackson featuring Shanice and Syeda Garrett with Keep the Faith. It's yet another track on Shanice's list of musical inspirations that's likely had an immeasurable impact on the world. I spoke to Shanice about the power music like that can bring to us in our darkest times, and about the opportunities we have to connect with each other more than ever in today's world.
The one thing I do love about this era is that I can, like, communicate directly with my fans. Like, I can get on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, you know, and I don't have to wait for a label to say, you know, how the fans are feeling. You know, I can ask them straight up, like, what do you think about this song?
Yeah.
You know, and that's the cool part about it.
You know, music actually saved my life. I've struggled with depression, and, you know, I didn't really have a support system in my physical life. So, I mean, it really was the pop music that I listened to that inspired me to keep going. So, you know, to remind people like you that, you know, yeah, I love your smile and all these songs were a few years back, but, you know, I still listen to them on the daily and I still get inspiration,
you
know?
Thank you. Yeah, I like to write music that's, you know, that people can relate to, but it's more uplifting. Because like you said, if you're depressed and you're going through something really, you know, depressing, or you're having a hard time and you listen to a song that's like super depressed, it will make you even more depressed.
Mm-hmm.
But if you listen to some music that's like, you can do it, you know, and it's something that's going to make you smile and make you feel like encouraged, and, you know, it does really help.
Yeah.
It really does.
If you haven't figured it out just yet, Shanice has given us so many great uplifting songs over the years. And one of my all-time favorites was a huge hit for her in the late 90s. We've talked a lot about recognizing and appreciating the love in your life in this episode, and that's what this next track is all about. Here is Shanice with When I Close My Eyes.
I I gotta tell you, I was looking at onesies by Shanice, and they look incredibly comfortable and cuddly, so I may have to get one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I have on my show, I would wear my, I bought this onesie like at Target, and I just, it's so comfortable, and I would wear it on camera, and I had a lot of my fans like tweeting me saying, you know, if you start your own line, I will wear your onesie. And I said, you know what? This is a great idea. So I started my little line, and I sell my onesies on my, you know, my website. And I'm still learning the whole, this is a whole new venture for me. So, you know, I'm still learning. I've never had a clothing line before. So just trying to take it to the next level. Eventually, I would love to, you know, be on HSN or QVC and sell them there too.
Yeah, well, you picked a great place to start. I would wear a onesie to work if they'd let me, so.
I know, they're so comfortable. My husband's actually happy with it because he's like, okay, babe, that's too much. Too much material. Put on a negligee.
Well, they're pretty easy to remove, though, too, so that's a plus, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I am not kidding you. When I went to onesiesbyshanice.com, I had this incredibly overwhelming urge to grab one of those onesies, snuggle up on the couch with my dog, and just relax. I suspect Shanice will find much success with her latest endeavor, but I do hope she never stops creating such powerful music. Her music is only getting better as time goes on, and the next track we're about to check out is absolute evidence of that. This is Shanice with Breakdown. Before I close out this episode of The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I have to stress the importance of one of my favorite positive psychological concepts, the power of gratitude. I need to give a great big thank you to Shanice herself for taking the time to chat with me and fulfilling a dream I've had since I was a little kid. And I have to give a massive thank you to you for listening to the show. And remember, you can head to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com to check out more interviews, episodes, and ways to share your own musical inspirations. And I have to thank the guys of O-Town, who let me use their single Chasin' After You from their latest album Lines and Circles as the theme song for the show for the last year. They're not only an amazingly talented group, they're just ridiculously nice guys as well. And speaking of ridiculously nice guys, it's time to formally introduce the brand new theme song to the Positive Psychology of Pop Music and to thank the incredibly talented guys who were grateful enough to let me use it. They're not only my favorite country act of all time, they're two of the best guys I've ever had the pleasure to meet. Together, Stephen Barker Lyles and Eric Gunderson are Love and Theft, a musical duo who not only puts out great music, but who strives to change the world for the better with their songs. So much of their music has had a positive impact on my life, but their latest single is my absolute favorite yet, and I cannot think of a time when the entire world has needed this message more than it does now. With so much divisiveness and negativity and intolerance in the world right now, we all need to remind ourselves what really matters and what an immeasurable positive impact we can have on each other if we simply open ourselves up to the power of love. So I want to thank Stephen and Eric not just for letting me use this track as the new theme song for the show, but more importantly, for giving all of us a song that can literally change the world. It's my pleasure to close this episode out with that track, and my hope is that it moves you as much as it does me. And if so, you can head to thepositivepsychologyofpopmusic.com to download it with just one click. For The Positive Psychology of Pop Music, I'm Wesley Ryan, and with a musical message for us all, this is Love and Theft with Love Wins.
When someone's all alone and standing on the edge, somebody reaches out and pulls them in, love wins.